WRR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Former President Trump is in Washington, D.C. today, where he's set to face his second federal arraignment on charges of trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. That hearing set to start in about 2 hours, but getting there will be a process. CBS's Scott McFarlane explains why.
This historic proceeding is going to be largely invisible to America. The U.S. Secret Service will escort the former president to this courthouse. They'll bring him through an underground garage that is out of public view, not accessible to photographers. Then he goes inside this hulking six-floor courthouse where cameras are prohibited. Then he exits back out, and he has the capacity when he leaves here to hold his own event somewhere else and control the optics and control the visuals.
Trump is expected to plead not guilty. Meantime, a judge has sentenced the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter to death. Audrey Glockman is a member of the Tree of Life congregation and says the justice system here worked.
He has no remorse for what he did, and he hasn't been rehabilitated in 4.5 years. He's not likely to be.
She hid in a closet when the shooter gunned down 11 people in 2018. Mexican authorities have recovered two bodies from the Rio Grande, including one along that controversial buoy barrier.
Mexico's Foreign Relations Department reported a body found along the floating border barrier in the Rio Grande just across from Eagle Pass, Texas. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Colonel Steve McCross says that person drowned upstream and floated into the buoys. The U.S. Department of Justice filed suit last month calling for Texas to remove the buoys, saying they're unlawful, present serious risk to public safety, and interfere with the Fed's duties. A second body was also found a few miles upriver. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
In California, downpours are now helping firefighters tackle that massive wildfire in the Mojave Desert. Mike Gauthier is with the National Park Service.
There's obviously tremendous damage to the landscape and to the viewshed and the things that people are used to seeing. So that's the immediate effect. It's sort of a torched moonscape appearance is what you'll see.
The fires burned 94,000 acres, but it's more than 60% contained now. The U.S. has ordered all non-essential personnel to evacuate Niger as the country's military seizes power from the government. About 1,000 U.S. military personnel will stay behind. Lizzo's calling out sensationalized stories in the aftermath of that scathing lawsuit filed by her backup dancers. They claim Lizzo created a toxic work environment that included fat shaming and racial, sexual, and religious harassment. The singer has denied it. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Lowe's knows how to save pros time and money. Right now, get 10% off all kitchen cabinet orders of $1,000 or more. Plus, MVP's Pro Rewards members earn double the bonus points on select stock cabinets through August 4th. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Must ask cashier to apply discount barcode at time of purchase. Discount on cabinet purchase only. Coupon cannot be used with any other discount. Valid 727 through 89. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. But still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Wildwood Park and Zoo is celebrating their centennial party this Sunday, August 6th, from 11 to 2. Wenzel's Farm donated brats and hot dogs to celebrate 100 years for the park and zoo. You can stop down at Wildwood Park for a free bite to eat, bounce houses, balloon animals, face painting, butterfly release, yard games, live music, and more. That's this Sunday from 11 to 2 at Wildwood Park and Zoo in Marshfield. The KB Willett Ice Arena is teaming up with UWSP men and women's hockey programs to offer a youth hockey camp this fall. The 8 1-hour training sessions will take place between September 18th and October 12th. Young players will learn how to incorporate hockey skills like shooting, stick handling, and offensive and defensive concepts along with skating. Registration is open now and limited to 40 kids per group. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 92. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 62. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 86. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 88.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Bartenders, are you ready to shake things up? Jammers Bar and Grill is seeking vibrant and energetic people like you to join their team. Once you join, your nights and weekends will be filled with excitement. Jammers Bar and Grill is also the go-to spot for parties and events. No experience? No problem. They'll train you to be a master mixologist. And the best part, their pay is as good as their customers. And they're the best. Join the team. Have fun. Make money. Stop by today and apply at Jammers Bar and Grill, 2810 Eagle Road in Rapids.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing so. Welcome back to the Todd Lawball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board. You there at home listening on the app or over the air, wherever you're at. And you don't have the app, you say? You never heard of the Civic Media app? Let me help you out. Because here's the thing. The only day better to download the Civic Media app than today was yesterday. And we can't do anything about that, right? So go to your phone, pick up your device, your Apple or Android device. Go to the App Store. On the search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll pop up, little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute to download. It is free. What Gail King at CBS calls a deal. Open that up, and you can take Mr. Zommers and I along with you each and every afternoon, 1 until 3, Monday through Friday, on the Civic Media app and all the fantastic programming throughout Civic Media across the great state of Wisconsin. Also have great listeners, like those up in our brand new station, WCFW, The Tap, up there in Eau Claire, 93.5 FM on your dial. Let's go to Jean in Eau Claire. Jean in Eau Claire, what say you, ma'am?
Hi. Great show as usual, sir. You did just an outstanding job, and I just have to, you know, give a shout-out to the Lincoln Project. I've been so impressed with that group, and if anybody wants to see some outstanding posts, you know, you can go to YouTube and put in the Lincoln Project and see their outstanding. They're like ads, but they're really not ads. They're truths. Right. That are coming up, and they're just amazing. I mean, I think, wow, what great people. Well, anyway, I'm wondering if you have ever heard of, you know, the difficulties that some of the Republican, state Republican parties are having. I've seen a show on it, you know, and it was some investigative reporting going on, like Minnesota are really, really hurting their party. And then I think Colorado, you know, money, funding and stuff, and running out of money, and Arizona, and I think Michigan. And I'm wondering what happens when a party can't pay for themselves. There was one of the states might not have a primary because they don't have the funds, and it disturbs me a little bit thinking, okay, now this is supposed to be the alternative party in this, in our country, and if they don't have any money, does dark money take over that where there's true Republicans left? I find this kind of alarming a little bit. I mean, Republicans right now, the mega Republicans, make my stomach turn. The old Republicans, the Republican Party that you belong to, they were great Americans.
Yeah, even if we didn't disagree, right? I mean, guys like Tommy Thompson might not agree with every policy, but or very few people are going to disagree that Tommy Thompson didn't and doesn't love the state of Wisconsin, the university system, which he is a graduate of. I mean, we have disagreements over policy, but the fundamental tenets of democracy and the wealth of or the good of our state, yeah, that was pretty much uniform back in at one point.
And you think, too, is this dark money, the money that put in Scott Walker, and by the way, our side of the state was supporting Gunderson, and all of a sudden the Scotty Walker and people on my side said, well, who in the heck is this guy, right? You know, Scotty Walker. I mean, so then he comes in with the big Coke dollars and, you know, and Alec and I mean...
Well, I think you raised such a... I love this call, Gene. And by the way, correct me because... You're fantastic. You call in a lot of our shows. Which do you, is it Gene or Jeannie? Which do you prefer?
Either one, whatever you feel in the mood to say.
Well, I want to make sure that's right. You know, which
sure, that's
do you,
okay.
What do your friends call you?
I'm not going to say.
That was great. All right. Well, all right. So, Gene, here's the deal. I think it's a great point you bring up about this money. I would say a couple of things based on my political experience. One, I think that Democrats, led by people like Ben Wickler, the chair of the current Wisconsin Republican, or pardon me, Democratic Party, Democrats have kind of woken up to, hey, we have to start fighting fire with fire, and they've gotten more aggressive with their fundraising. Also, on the flip side of that, for the Republican side, to your point, I think the Republican platform, which they really don't have one anymore, but what appears to be their platform is no longer palatable to 50% plus one of the electorate. And even within the Republican Party, I think that dairy farmers up by you in Eau Claire, or small business women in La Crosse, or, you know, just retired veterans, I don't think that they buy into the cultural hate and divisiveness of the current iteration of the Republican Party. And therefore, they're much less willing to open up their pocketbooks and write a check for $25, $100, $500. And what's, you're right, what's filled in is, you know, the Diane Hendricks money from ABC Builders, the Uline money from across the border in Illinois. And it's the biggest joke out there is that people think that their check for $100 actually buys them any sort of access. If you're not writing checks for multiple thousands of dollars, the candidates don't know who the heck you are. And that's the truth of it, because so much dark money has crept in. So I think this is a great point.
Well, thank you very much, and keep up the great work. We appreciate you.
We
Bye.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much, Gene and Eau Claire. Really appreciate that call. That's a smart listener. Understand, somebody who pays attention and kind of has seen into this and raises great questions like that. We appreciate it, Gene and Eau Claire. I want to play this. This was going around last night on social media. It's actually from the January 6th hearings, the bipartisan hearings in Congress, included Republicans at the time, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Really well done hearing. And they questioned under oath people like Matt Flynn.
That is a different person.
I was looking at my notes. Matt Flynn was not under questioning, other than who had the extra shrimp at the holiday party this year. But no, I hope he gets a kick out of that. I'm such a fan of Matt Flynn. By the way, he comes up after our show at 3 o'clock. No, this is General Flynn, who is part of the Trump administration. And he was questioned under oath. And the reason this is pertinent now is because General Flynn came up not in name, but we believe that he is involved in this indictment of Trump yesterday. Listen to way this is Liz Cheney questioning General Flynn.
General Flynn, do you believe the violence on January 6th was justified?
Can we have a minute?
And now his attorney asks if Liz Cheney if they could have a minute. And they go off of this. It was over the online, and now they're a minute and 36 seconds later. They come back, and here's what they say after they come back.
Congressman Cheney, could you repeat the question, please?
Yes, General Flynn, do you believe the violence on January 6th was justified?
Can I get a clarification? Is that a moral question, or are you asking a legal question?
I'm asking both.
Stop right there, Mr. Thomas, just for a second. So what Liz Cheney is asking, both morally question or not, and legally, all right? And they're trying to, and Flynn is trying to come up, General Flynn trying to come up with an answer. Go ahead.
I said the Fifth.
Do you believe the violence on January 6th was justified morally?
Take the Fifth.
You believe the violence on January 6th was justified legally?
Fifth.
General Flynn, do you believe in the peaceful transition of power in the United States of America?
The Fifth.
There you have it.
And also, just a note, all the silence you heard was not me failing to hit the play button. Right. That's him like sitting there staring at the screen and his lawyer just looking uncomfortable.
I mean, it's a pretty straightforward question. Do you believe that the violence on January 6th was legally and morally corrupt or uncalled for? He pleads the Fifth. Remember, if you plead the Fifth under oath, that means you don't want to self-incriminate, all right? Because you're entitled to not self-incriminate under the law. Asking if the violence... I mean, you can't even denounce violence. The peaceful transition of power. He takes the Fifth. This is the sort of thing that is in this indictment from yesterday against Donald Trump. As Trygve Olson said earlier, to me, this is the most disturbing of all the charges or indictments up to now. Because it gets to the fundamental tenets of democracy. And it is laying out the groundwork to prove that not only did Donald Trump know he lost the election, he was told by multiple people around him he lost the election. And he blatantly, and with disregard to the peaceful transition of power, tried to create chaos and violence and a military coup. There's no other way to say it. He tried to use the military to put forth under the Insurrection Act, to use the military to take control of the country, even though he had lost. These are just some of the things that are in this indictment. It is some of the most damning and disturbing allegations against anyone, let alone, at the time, a sitting president of the United States. And to have someone who is a military general like General Flynn, who is in the Trump administration, and it appears that he was working to intentionally usurp democracy. He simply asked, do you believe in the peaceful transition of power? He pleads the Fifth. Who does that? Pleading the Fifth on believing about in the peaceful transition of power.
That's like... Do you think that killing people is wrong? I can't share my opinion on that because it might incriminate me.
Pretty much, right? Yeah. These were not complicated questions. Very basic questions. We're going to continue to cover this, of course, over the course of the next few days and weeks ahead and months ahead. Always glad to have you along with us. We're going to flip the page when we come back here. Invite a wonderful guy in to join us. His name is Doug Moe. For those of you listening on WMDX here in the Madison area, even on WRCE out in Southwest Wisconsin and Richland Center. You've heard of Doug Moe. You've read him in various newspapers and Madison Magazine. Probably even seen him on TV a time or two. And on the radio. We are honored to be joined by him on the other side. We're going to talk a little bit about how he got into writing, what things he enjoys writing about, some of the cool and interesting stories. Everything from helping Tommy Thompson write a book to a recent story, and our friend Luke Mathers will love this, about pigs in Madison. Madison is against the pigs. We'll talk about it on the other side. Much more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Jacqueline.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. There's a greater push to help young people in Wisconsin break out of addiction. Brittany Merlot has the details.
The Great Lakes Intertribal Council blessed the ground in Tomahawk that will one day be a treatment center to help teens from across the state battle addiction. All 12 tribes came together to pay for this youth treatment center and are focusing on the person, not the substance, with the goal of giving teens a chance to get help without breaking the bank. Governor Tony Evers was at this event, as just last year, over 1,800 people died in Wisconsin due to overdose. The tribes say while they'll prioritize Native American youth, it'll be open to any teen in need.
The Rafters beat the Woodchucks last night 7-4. They are back at Witterfield tonight, taking on the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders for the first of a two-game series. First pitch at 6:05. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 92. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 62. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 86. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 88.
And I particularly appreciate because Todd screwed up a little bit here when we were supposed to have you on a month or so ago. And it was totally my fault. So I appreciate you coming back despite the fact that I messed up.
Well, I've never, ever messed up, Todd.
Well, thank you for being so gracious. I've known you for a while. I've been, as I said, a fan of yours for a while. You've written in newspapers. You're at Madison Magazine. You've written books. I want to start, like we do with a lot of our guests in your genre. Where did you grow up, for those that don't know? And what is it that kind of propelled you, or what was that turning point that said, you know, I want to try this writing thing for life?
Well, complete failure at math and science, I think, was probably the. But I grew up here. I grew up in Madison, and you know, I worked on the student paper as a kid, and then at UW, I worked on both the Badger Herald and Daily Cardinal, not simultaneously, but and I really liked it. You know, I loved writing. I used to read the Chicago newspapers in the old Rennebaum's coffee shops on campus. And, you know, they had columnists like, you know, the great Mike Royko and others that I just, you know, I wanted to try to be able to write the things that made me laugh, you know, and make other people laugh or think or whatever. So that was the impetus.
One of the things I love, I mean, I'm someone who loves good writing. I don't care whether it's in a magazine, a newspaper, a movie, a TV show, or music. Anything that's written well, I just admire, because I think that's an art that goes underappreciated. I find your writing to be very conversational. In other words, I can sit down and read it, and I feel like somebody's having coffee with me and just telling me a story. Is that something you do intentionally, or is that something you had to kind of practice to get where you're at today?
I think it came fairly natural to me. It's the sort of writing that I like to read. You know, I'm certainly not an academic or a deep thinker or anything like that. There's various, you know, people talk about cures for writer's block and what can you do? And, you know, one of the most well-known ones is, you know, if you've researched a subject, just think about, okay, now I'm gonna write a letter to a good friend of mine and tell him this story. Mm-hmm. You know, famously Tom Wolfe, the who wrote The Right Stuff and a bunch of other great journalism in the way back when in the 60s and 70s, he did have writer's block after going out to Las Vegas for a car show, and it totally flummoxed him. And he sat down and his editor's name was Brian Doble, I believe. And he sat down and wrote Dear Byron. And he then spent the next 5,000 words telling Byron what he had seen at the car show. And Esquire magazine took off the Dear Byron and just ran it 5,000 words.
Wow.
You know, he was just telling the story of what he'd seen. And so, you know, it's conversational maybe, but yeah, it's storytelling, you know.
You've, as I said, worked in a number of different mediums in terms of magazines or newspapers and genres and books. What do you find personally the most enjoyable to sit down and write?
Boy, that's an interesting one. And I just don't think it matters on the genre so much, Todd, as the subject is you know, engaging. Because as you say, these days I'm writing almost weekly blog for a column, you know, for mm-hmm. Madison Magazine Online. Mm-hmm. And I do longer magazine pieces for On Wisconsin, the Alumni Magazine, and some for Madison Mags. And, you know, I'm always working on two or three different books. Hopefully it's engaging material. That's what makes a difference, not the genre.
In your great career, is there someone thus far, a couple, three people, maybe I won't name it just one, but when you think back, when you sit down and have a cup of coffee or somebody asks you, well, who is your favorite person to interview? Maybe not the favorite person, but who is the person you came away with and you're like, man, that was really neat. I didn't know that about that person until I sat down and talked with them.
Yeah, I guess a couple of answers to that. For the actually interviewing people, you know, I got to say the ones that are, you know, really famous stick with me. You know, I spent a couple of days with Chris Farley out in New York for a magazine article. Mm-hmm. You know, Joseph Stalin's daughter, Lana Peters, I had a rare interview with her. She lived up in Richland Center. Talked to Bob Woodward a few years ago when I was writing a profile of David Marinus, because Woodward and Marinus are great friends.
Wow.
So that was a kick. You know, but sometimes the stories that resonate or that stick with me are kind of more ordinary people who do extraordinary things, you know. Mm-hmm. And of course, I can't summon one right off the top of my head, but I always loved those, especially when I was writing all those newspaper columns. You know, somebody who maybe is only going to get their name in the paper, you know, this one time, but they had done something extraordinary to warrant an interview.
And those are the kind of things that I find fascinating to read, because there are heroes, there are creators, there are innovators all around us. In almost every city and sometimes in every neighborhood, but their stories oftentimes don't get told, and it's people like you who tell them. And I think it makes us in an age where we're so individualized and have our nose and eyes in an electronic device, to have a story that nudges us out of that and say, well, by gosh, there's somebody right down the street. They're pretty darn interesting.
I couldn't agree more. It points to the decline of the feature pages in newspapers, mm-hmm. You know, or even the feature segments on television newscasts are, you know, they just don't have the staff anymore. And so, that kind of community sense that you get from that kind of story that isn't sharply political, that kind of bonds us all together, not to get soupy about, you know, about it. But they're not, you don't see them very much anymore. And as a consequence, everyone's in their own silo and mad all the time. So,
what do you, I mean, and to that point, Doug, because we're talking with Doug Moe, he most recently is writing for Madison Magazine, both online and in print, and for the Wisconsin Alumni Association as well.
I do magazine pieces for a magazine called On Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Alumni Association.
So, and to this point of newspapers and the change, I mean, some people say, okay, well, newspapers are dying, and maybe that's true to a point, but I just think that people are consuming information differently. But you've talked to so many people, Doug, in your travels and in your writings. What's your personal take on our society? I don't want to say society is too broad, but in our communities, because it seems, you know, I'm 53. I grew up in Richland Center, incidentally, out there. And it seems like little by little, we're losing touch with each other. And it seems like the less we know about each other, it drives these political divides. Am I completely wrong, or what's your thought?
Oh, no, I absolutely agree with that. And, you know, it just manifests itself in so many different ways. You know, I just wrapped up writing, co-authoring with Fred Risser his autobiography.
Really?
Don't have a publisher yet, but yeah. And, you know, he talks about how they used to actually debate bills, you know, in the legislature. You know this, Todd. You know, how and now it's just, it's always a done deal. You know, they hardly have any floor discussion because it's all, decided behind the door. That's just one example of what you're saying. And it's not healthy. And I'm not sure the way out of it, to be honest with you.
This is the first I heard about this, and it brings great joy to me because for those who don't know, State Senator, former State Senator Fred Risser, the longtime state senator for essentially the middle part of Madison, the Isthmus of Madison, and became, well, my old boss, Dale Schultz, was the majority leader back in, 2006-ish or 5-ish or so. He became, Senator Risser became the longest serving state legislator in America. And just a thoughtful, cool guy. And I mean, he up until maybe he's still doing it. He rides the same number of miles as his age. And last time, what is Senator Risser now? Early 90s?
No, he turned 96 in May.
Oh my gosh!
And
he's incredible.
He did stop, Todd, at 90. He stopped
riding the number of miles.
He did 89, 89 miles in a day.
Doug, I couldn't do 89 miles. I mean, no way. But, I mean, this is the kind of guy that State Senator Risser is. I'm so glad to hear that someone has sat down and written this out, and we can keep this to some degree in the form of the written word, because the stories and his knowledge and his perspective, we just don't have people on either side of the aisle very often with this kind of perspective.
Well, right, and as I say, we'll see. I'm confident that we'll find a publisher. I'm not worried about it, but it, you know, it's not going to be out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he kept detailed notes on when they escaped to Illinois back in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
You know, contemporaneous notes. So I think our chapter on that is as detailed and as is going to be the best account of those extraordinary 3 weeks. That there is. So, I was pleased to do it.
Can't wait to read more about that once you find a publisher. And it's out. We're talking to Doug Moe from Madison Magazine, and as he likes to say, writer at large, longtime writer here in the Madison area. Taking a break here in a couple of minutes, Doug, but I want to get into this before the break a little bit. One of the books that you helped write and I've read, and I just found fascinating, was a book simply called Tommy, My Journey as of a Lifetime. By Tommy G. Thompson, former governor, of course, but also you. And was it more of a joint project? I've never really heard how you guys sat down and wrote this, whether he kind of just told you the story and you wrote it, whether it was a writing together. What was the process that went into to help Tommy Thompson write this book?
Well, you know, somebody once said getting two people together to write a book is like getting three people together to make a baby.
I love that.
we actually had it worked well for us, as it did for me with Senator Risser, and I also just finished one with Mike Leckrone, legendary band director. So, and that one does have a publisher, UW Press.
That's great.
Next year.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah, it how it's worked on all those, Todd, is I do extensive interviews with them. Do extensive archival research. You know, Senator Risser had an incredible amount of letters that he had written home as a, you know, a Navy person. And, you know, so you find all that stuff that you can. And then you also do some interviews with friends and colleagues. But the books are in their voice. I do get a co-author credit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little step up from the ghostwriting days.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I write in their voice. And they get final approval, you know. I mean, I've got a deal where if they make all kinds of changes and I don't want my name on it, I can take my name off. But
sure.
So far that hasn't happened. They've been good collaborations, and they're I think, you know, important stories that I'm glad to have helped preserve.
Doug Moe is his name. He is a writer at large. We'll come back and talk more with him on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show. You're listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Brad from Zero.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Celebrate and support the Grand Rapids Fire Department during their celebration on Saturday, August 5th from 4 to 11 p.m. Head out to the Grand Rapids Lions Club at 2411 36th Street South for some great food and drink along with awesome live music, including Chase Quinches from 4 to 7 and Star 6-9 from 7 to 11. Visit the world-famous Rudolph Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave for the 102nd Annual St. Philip Church Picnic full of food, refreshments, games, and raffles Sunday, August 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mass begins at 10 at the church, followed by activities on the grounds. The event is located at 6957 Grotto Avenue in Rudolph.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Also, I understand we're also on you have our own YouTube channel now. So that's exciting. You can check us out there, Facebook or Twitter as well. I'm still calling it Twitter, by the way. I refuse to call it X. Coming up at the top of the hour, 3 o'clock, it is Matt Flynn Direct on the other side of network news and weather. You do not want to miss it. Matt Flynn Direct every afternoon, 3 until 4. A great program ahead. 4 until 6 then, the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom. At 6 o'clock is the Maggie Dawn Show. At 8 o'clock, Rick Smith Across America. And at 10 o'clock, our friend Robert Pilot with another tape-delayed edition of Native Roots Radio. Right now, we are honored to be joined by our guest this half hour. Doug Moe is his name. You can find his work at Doug Moe, that's DougMoe.org, where you can order these books and find more of his work, and also at Madison Magazine. A native Madisonian, Doug, I think this is what we were talking about before the break. You've worked on books now with Fred Risser, a former state senator and longtime Senate president, with Tommy Thompson as well, and now you tell us with Mike LaCrone. I think the reason this work, and again, it goes back to your reason I've admired your writing, is because you're from here. You get there are certain intangibles that no matter, you can have the best writer in the world, not that you aren't, but you can have any other writer in the world come in who is equally as good at writing, and the material wouldn't be as good because you don't have that innate knowledge of having lived here and seen how they've affected the community and the state, no?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, you know, it wasn't really a conscious decision on my part, but, you know, when I look back on things, you know, maybe I could have gone and tried to go to Chicago or New York and, you know, had a career where my books were, you know, published by Random House instead of the University of Wisconsin Press. But gosh, I think, you know, having stayed here, as you say, it does give a pretty deep well of knowledge to draw on. And not to get sad about anything, but I'm reminded of our earlier chatting about newspapers and how you know, when a veteran newspaper man or woman you know is dismissed, as happens increasingly these days, if there are any still left, it's like what somebody said, watching them walk out of the newsroom is like watching a library burn down.
Yeah,
you know, and so that's. Yeah, I think that's to your point.
I think also, and first person that named or came to my mind, she has now since left us, unfortunately. But the late, great Pat Sims was someone who I just loved reading. When she was had the Snoop column, I mean, the entire Wisconsin State Journal, everybody at the state capitol, as soon as they got their paper copy, they didn't care what else was in the paper. They'd immediately go to Pat Sims' Snoop column because she was in touch, and it was great writing. It was fun. It was informational. I loved Pat Sims to death. She was a great author and a great writer. A great person.
Yeah. Well, and they bold-faced the names, right?
Right. Exactly.
So, and that's, names make news, all that. So,
yeah. When you helped sat down and helped write this book, Tommy, with former Governor Tommy Thompson, as you were writing it together, what did you come away with perhaps learning or knowing that you didn't know going in?
Well, we were, I think you would say, friendly acquaintances before we decided to collaborate. So I didn't know him super well. I really came to admire him a lot. When I spoke about interviewing people around the actual person that is the subject of the book, he inspired me real loyalty among friends and colleagues. He could be tough, but he'd show up at their weddings unexpectedly or do this or that. I learned that he's actually, he basically cries at Walmart opening. if you mention the state of Wisconsin or his family, he starts to tear up.
Yeah.
Which it was kind of funny.
That's great. That is genuine.
I don't think this is probably always the case with authors, co-authors and their subject, but I've been lucky and hit it off really well with all of mine so far.
About 3.5 minutes left, Doug, in this segment before we have to let you go for the day. Mike LaCrone. I was in band. I was the drum major back at Richland Center my senior year in high school. Our drum teacher was the first woman to march for Mike at UW, Lauren Jensen. Loved his concert. Went to his last spring concert. And this has stuck with me. He said, I tell my kids that life isn't always going to be great, but you have to hang on to those moments of happiness. And I just love that. And is that the attitude that he brings into his everyday life as well?
Oh, it is. And the working title of the book is Mike LaCrone, : Music, Memories, and Moments of Happiness.
There you go.
Yeah, he definitely brings that, talks about it a lot, about how, there's life doesn't work that every moment is a happy one. So we actually start the book with the band outside the Rose Bowl, getting ready to go in for that first Rose Bowl, in the modern era in 93. And he tells the band then, cherish this, remember it, put it in the memory bank. Mm-hmm. That's very much a motto that he lives by.
Back that year, I was a student at UW-Platteville. We had a great dean of our communication college down there. You might have heard of him, Katana Yassari. And he was a great guy, and we loved him to death as our dean. I believe he may be married to one of his daughters. But Mike LaCrone came all the way down to Platteville to be on our little goofy college TV show on cable. And he was as energetic and entertaining as he would be for you or any other legit media person. And I've never forgotten that because he's the most genuine person or one of that I've ever met.
Yeah, I agree. And he did a one-man show, Todd, I don't know if you caught it, at Overture last fall.
I was so sick that it just didn't work out. I wasn't able to go, but I heard it was spectacular.
And that's Mike being Mike, he told band stories, he sang a little,
right,
and he had a great three-piece, the trio helping him, play music. So, yeah, that's another one I'm proud of. Happy to be able to help tell that story.
Well, I can't. Any idea when it comes out?
Late summer, early fall next year.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. I really cannot wait to read that. I will be in line, Doug Moe. Really appreciate you, sir. Thank you for all that you have done and continue to do to tell the stories of fascinating Madisonians and Wisconsinites. You can find his work at DougMoe.org. That's DougMoe.org. And check him out in Madison Magazine. Doug, thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it.
I enjoyed it. Thanks, Todd.
My pleasure. That is Doug Moe. We'll be back tomorrow. Actually, we'll have a rerun tomorrow and Friday. Todd's taking a couple of days off. Mr. Zommers will be here, though, playing those reruns for you. Mr. Zommers and also Trigvi Olsen and Pat Kreitlow, Doug Moe. We thank them all for being our guests. Remember, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned now for Matt Flynn Direct. Keep banging your drum.
Does your financial strategy...
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5.